Same ideology, new technology. Online, on your mobile, and now on DAB Digital Radio. This is Europe's first album station. Radio Caroline.
The personal top 15s on Radio Caroline.
For the very last time on Caroline, it's time for Keeper's Commotion!
Hello, Radio Caroline. This is Keith Hampshire calling from Canada. Back in the 60s, I was known as Kiefers. I was on Radio Caroline South, the years 1967, 1966. I was there when they closed us down. And I must say that those were some of the best years of my life. I had a wonderful time, had a great time, met some great people. And it really kick-started my career. I went on to have success in Canada with a bunch of songs that I heard while I was working on Radio Caroline. And one of the songs I heard was by Manfred Mann and later recorded by Simon Dupree in The Big Sound. And the song was called Each and Every Day, but I renamed it Daytime Nighttime. I recorded it, and it came out on the A&M label, and went top 10 in Canada, and went to about number 51 in the United States. So that was my first big hit, and I have Radio Caroline to thank for that. Second song I recorded came out on my album, as a matter of fact. They actually wanted me to do an album. And the album is called The First Cut. And the reason it was called The First Cut is because the song I recorded was by P.P. Arnold. And the song was The First Cut is the Deepest, written by Cat Stevens. And that song actually went to number one in Canada, went top 10 in Australia, New Zealand, was all over the world, did pretty good.
Thank you. would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and he's taken almost all that I've got. But if you wanna try to love again, baby, try to love again.
Follow-up to First Cut is the Deepest was a song by Zoot Money's Big Roll Band. I love that guy, love that band, love that song. It was Big Time Operator. And every so often I have to perform it live, and I can never remember the words.
Elevator, but all
big-time operator by Zoot Money. Number three on my list of 15 all-time favorites. A couple of the other songs that I recorded back in the 60s was on the album, as a matter of fact, was Sitting in the Park. It was originally written by Billy Stewart. It was a big hit for Georgie Fame. And I did that one, and we stuck it on the album. It was almost a single, but we didn't do that. The song that was supposed to be the follow-up to First Cut is the Deepest was The Game of Love, the song by Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. We recorded that one, and I think we kind of overproduced it, so we never brought it out as a single, but it was on the album, and I have a special love for that song.
Love your daddy with all your might. Put your arms around me, hold me tight. Play the game of love.
When I was on Caroline in 66 and 67, I used to play a lot of Walker Brothers. I really like the Walker Brothers because Scott Walker has a baritone voice, and most pop singers of the day were tenors. But Scott Walker, no, he was a baritone, and he sang in that genre, and that is, not genre, or he sang in that range. That's the word I was looking for. Anyway, I really like them because of that. He had a great voice. And I'm a baritone too, as you may know. And one of the best songs I think he ever recorded was a song called Angelica, written by Barry Mann of Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, those great songwriters from the Brill Building in New York.
Each night I meant to say I missed her through the day, but I forget it. I never said it. I passed the flower shop. Lord knows I meant to stop, but I'd say tomorrow. Perhaps tomorrow. Tomorrow there'd be time. There'll always be another spring. Time to make her laughter ring. Time to give her everything. Oh, my Angelica. My Angelica. There's so much you never knew. So much I always meant to say and do for you, for you. And then the cold winds came, and when I spoke her name and felt her near me, she couldn't hear me. The shadow had been cast. Too many springs had passed for Angelica. Angelica. Now in my solitude, I tend the flowers that I buy. As they slowly fade and die, watered by the tears I cry for my Angelica. My Angelica. Never knew so much I always meant to say.
Another song that I included on my album was originally recorded by Denny Lane, who used to be the lead singer with the Moody Blues, and in later years toured with them and was in the band Wings with Paul McCartney. Super singer, And he wrote a song, and it was recorded back in the 60s. It was called Say You Don't Mind. Anyway, Colin Blunstone, the lead singer with the Zombies, recorded it. It was a great, great song. Anyway, I stuck it on my album. I really love the song, so that's why it's on my top 15.
Been in your eyes some kind of blue. What I do, what I did, stupid fish, I drank the pool. Been doing some dying, now I'm doing some trying. So say you don't mind, you let me off this time. Came into the scene, my dreams were getting bad. And who rides with the tide, and who's glad with what it had? Been doing some whining, now I'm doing some finding. So say you don't mind, you let me off this time. To you I'm blind, something inside, say you don't mind, and time you let me off this time. To you I'm blind, something inside, say you don't mind. When it gets you so bad that a doormat sees better times, that's the time to get back and think up some better line. I've been doing some growing, but I'm scared of you going. So say don't mind, let me off this time. Let me off this time.
You know, I'm realizing this is really, really hard to pick out 15 songs from your entire life that you consider favorites. I mean, I love music, and obviously that's why I was in the radio business, but it's hard to pick 15. So now I'm just going to sort of pick songs that I feel were great songs, great records. And of course, one of the ones right up at the top. I'm excluding the Beatles from this, and there's no real reason for that other than I wouldn't know where to start. So I'm going to switch to the Beach Boys and Good Vibrations. What an unbelievable record.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of her jewelry on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me
good vibrations.
Another song that had a great impact on me was Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. Wow, that song just went on and on and on. But boy, oh boy, it spoke to me. I don't know why, but great band and a great recording.
Time you dress so fine, do the bumps of dime in your prime. Didn't you? People call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without? But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel jugglers and the clowns when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could steal, how does it feel? How does it feel to have you on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone? Ah, princess on a steeple and all the pretty people, they're all drinking, thinking that they got it made, exchanging all precious gifts. But you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal.
Now, Phil Spector, he was one of the quintessential record producers back in the 60s and 70s, worked with all kinds of people, including the Beatles, and one of his very first recordings as a producer was a song by a guy named Curtis Lee, and the song was Pretty Little Angel Eyes. I love this tune.
Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Pretty little angel eyes, pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel. Ah. Pretty little angel eyes.
Angel eyes.
Angel eyes.
You Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel. Pretty little angel. Pretty little.
Here's a song that was really incredible for the way it was recorded. You got to remember, back in the day that this was recorded, there was probably two tracks. So that means you didn't have a whole lot of leeway as to exactly how you were going to put this song together, but they managed to. This is a Canadian group called The Diamonds, and they had a big hit with a song called Little Darlin'. You listen to the production of this song and you realize they did this on two tracks? Amazing.
But no, oh well, that my lover was just for you.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong. To hold in mind your little hand, I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
My head, you're up. My head was wrong to try to love up to. That my lover was just for you.
This is another one of my favorites. This is a song that was again a Phil Spector production, and as a matter of fact, this is the recording that kind of broke Phil Spector's heart, because he expected it to be a monster worldwide hit, and it didn't do really much in the United States. And that, of course, was his main market. It did very well in Britain. It was Ike and Tina Turner, River Deep, Mountain High.
When I was a little girl,
I love you, my oh my.
Here's another song that I absolutely love. I love the arrangement to this one. And it's James Brown. What a singer. This is a man's, man's, man's world.
He needs a woman. man make everything he can, but a woman makes a better man. Man needs a woman. Man think about anything above, but money can't buy him love. Face the fact, you gotta face the fact. Man needs a woman. He needs a woman or a girl. Oh, oh. Man needs a woman. He needs a woman.
Okay, I've stuck a new one on my top 15 list because I really love this song, written by Stevie Wonder, but sung by Michael McDonald's, one of the greatest singers of all time. Anyway, this is his version of All in Love is Fair.
It's a song from the first Motown album we did, but more importantly, it's a song written by Stevie Wonder, one of his most beautiful songs, I think.
All is fair in love. Love's a crazy game. Two people walk the stage. In love with one they say, but all has changed in time. Future none can see. The road you leave behind, the headlines, mystery. Face a chance, it's either good or bad. I'll toss my coin and say, in love you stay, but all in one. So cold, you either win or lose. When all is put away, the losing side.
And of course, my favorite singer of all time is Harry Nilsson, the greatest tenor that ever lived, in my opinion. And this was a monster hit, of course. And the funny thing is, he was a great, great songwriter, but never had major success with anything he ever wrote. But this is his version of Without You by Badfinger, from Badfinger.
Well, I can't forget this evening and your face when you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. Well, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. I had you there, then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. That's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
Anyway, that's my top 15, but it really isn't. I mean, those are just 15 that I sort of thought of, and I thought I could stick them on a list, and maybe you can make hide nor hair of it and figure out whether or not it's a good top 15 or not. But those are the songs I love. Anyway, this is Keith Hampshire, the Kiefers, calling from Canada. I shall be over in Britain shortly for the 50th anniversary celebration of Pirate Radio in Britain, coming up August 14th, 19, 2017. Boy, I'm living in the past. Anyway, I hope you get this, and thanks for asking. This is Keith Hampshire, calling from Canada.
Be good. I hope we meet someday. And take very good care of yourself. For the last time, Armless Commotion, this is Kiefer saying bye-bye.
The Personal Top 15s on Radio Caroline.